Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, January 14th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. President Biden's approval rating falls to new lows. Donald Trump rallies in Arizona. Studies show a quick walk can add years to your life. A new survey ranks the most expensive cities on Earth. Also coming up, listeners sound off. But first, President Biden's job performance is hovering between 43% approval and 35% approval. Those are not good numbers. The commander-in-chief getting low marks on the pandemic, inflation, immigration, foreign policy. Nearly half of Americans would like to see Republicans take control of Congress this fall, compared to 42% who want the Democrats to remain in power. Donald Trump traveling to Arizona this weekend for his first major speech of the new year. He will be joined by local Republican politicians in Arizona. The former president was scheduled to hold a press conference on the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot, but as you know, he canceled a day before the event. Mr. Trump lost the state of Arizona by 11,000 votes in 2020, and he believes the election in that state was fraudulent. I am sure that will come up in his speech this weekend. Researchers at Cambridge University in England say a 7-minute daily walk can reduce risk of an early death by 30%. Adding a 90-second jog into that walk lowers the chance of a heart attack by another 21%. Just half of Americans get more than 10 minutes of exercise each day. 70% of us are categorized as overweight, a third obese. So get out there and take that walk. A survey from The Economist magazine ranks the most expensive cities on Earth. Los Angeles coming in at number 9. New York City taking 5th place. The top spot goes to Tel Aviv, Israel. I did not know that. Highest living cost for residents, San Francisco. The average home in the city by the bay sells for $1.6 million, median rent for a one-bedroom apartment, $4,000 a month. And you can throw in all the homeless people living on your front lawn. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine on the radio. We'll go to Mary in Carolina Shores, North Carolina. She says the anti-voter law people, Democrats, say should not show voter ID, yet in many parts of the country, to go out to see a show or a sporting event, you need to show an ID along with your vax card. Why isn't there the same opposition to that by Democrats? Because it's not a political wedge issue, Mary. This ID thing is insane. The only reason the Democratic Party doesn't want IDs when you vote is because they're sending a message to minority voters that to ask for an ID is somehow racist. But the reply to that is simple. Is Canada a racist country? Is Mexico? Are 25 countries in Europe racist? Because they all ask for IDs. This is an issue designed to get minority people angry at the Republicans. Arthur is in Guilford, New Hampshire. Bill, do you know of any countries in the world except the United States that allow non-citizens to vote? The United States does not allow non-citizens to vote, Arthur. Places like New York City and some counties in Maryland have passed local laws that say you can vote if you are not an American citizen, but those local laws are unconstitutional and will be proven so. But to answer your direct question, no. We can find no countries in this world that allow illegal aliens to vote. None. Larry, Davisburg, Michigan. Bill, I don't understand if Mr. Trump is an intelligent person, and I think he is, why he doesn't understand that he lost the 2020 election to a weak opponent because of his negative personality, not his policies. We all have blind spots, Larry. This is one of Mr. Trump's. He will not concede the election was fair, and he will not concede that it was his personality that lost it for him. Now, I wrote a book called The United States of Trump. I explain Donald Trump's personality, so you might want to check that out. Mike in Wellsville, Missouri. President Biden, I believe, will be best remembered for being the do-nothing president. It's too early to tell, Mike, but what is obvious is that Mr. Biden had the worst first term, first year of any president in U.S. history. Bill in Laramie, Wyoming. It's time for the red states to separate from blue states before they drag us down with them. That's against the law. No state can separate from the union. It's against the Constitution. And if it were tried, federal troops would move in to the dissenting state. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can actually see me on TV on the No Spin News every night. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Total worth in the USA topped $141 trillion last year, and is expected to pass $150 trillion by the end of the decade. So how does all that money break down with us, the population? Turns out, if you were born in the USA, you have a pretty good chance of making it rich. Here is the data. The median income currently stands at $67,000 a year. That means half of us make more, half less. The nation is home to the most millionaires on earth, 19 million people. Roughly 6% of the population. Country also has 620 billionaires. Half the population owns stock or holds private investments. According to the Census Bureau, there are currently 120 million households in the USA. 120 million. 50 million earn less than $50,000 a year. 35 million earn between $50,000 and $100,000. 10 million between 500,000 and a million, and 8 million households make more than $1 million a year. As far as education, a third of us have a four-year college degree with an average salary of $70,000. 10% have a two-year degree. Folks with a high school diploma make, on average, under $35,000 a year, so wise up, get that degree. About 13% of the total population lives below the poverty line in America. That's commonly defined as a family of four earning less than $29,000. Even for the poorest citizens, however, the living standard is better than anywhere else in the world. 97% of Americans in poverty have a cell phone, 99% a refrigerator, 98% cable TV, 80% air conditioning, 92% internet access. And here's something else you might not know. According to data from the UN and the Census Bureau, the poorest 20% of Americans are wealthier than the average citizen in most European nations. They have more assets, better access to health care, and have twice the living space compared to people in France, Germany, and Italy. Take that, socialism. So the next time you hear this malarkey, sorry, Joe Biden, that America is unfair in the economic realm, it's a lie. Now this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.